Michigan State football endured their first loss of the season in South Bend on Saturday, 17-13. The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexrow joins us now for his take. Welcome back, Joe. Good to hear from you.
Well, thanks for having me back, Mark. Good to talk with you.
The Spartans were frustrated largely by penalties. How big a problem is that moving forward, do you think?
Well, I think the way Notre Dame attacked Michigan State is really not new. I mean, the way Michigan State plays defense, it does put its quarterbacks out there like that and sort of invites teams to try that. Those are low-percentage passes, and that's why Pat Narduzzi likes playing defense that way, and then he brings his safeties up to the line and gets more run support. But when you get that many penalty calls, then it doesn't matter if they're low-percentage. You know, and of course, penalties contributed to both the Notre Dame's touchdown drives. Moving forward, you know, I don't know that it'll have that much impact. I mean, I think every game's called differently. I think a couple of those calls were definitely good ones, and I think a couple of them were definitely bad ones. But, you know, I think Michigan State will keep playing defense. The bottom line is, even with all that, Michigan State gave up 17 points and had a great chance to win the game thanks to that defense.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, we lost by 4 points to a ranked team. Should Spartan fans feel more confident about the rest of the season after Saturday or less, or about the same?
Well, you know, I guess I could say more. I mean, look, Michigan State has certainly improved since the first couple games when things kind of looked bleak in those two ugly wins over Western Michigan and South Florida. But, you know, I think Saturday was kind of familiar. It was a lot like a lot of last year's losses, with great defense, a close game, and not quite enough offense to get over the hump and win the close game. And I think that's the concern, you know. And I think, well, of course, most of the attention, or a lot of the attention, the attention that's not on the officiating is on the coaching decisions to, you know, one, take Connor Cook out late in the game and sort of reopen the whole quarterback question, and then just, you know, The trick play, of course, certainly went wrong and sort of kind of changed the momentum of the game. At
that
the
time. Was really unpleasant to watch. MLive's Mike Griffin pinned the loss on the coaches for poor play calling and questionable personnel decisions. Does he have a case there?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people were critical of the coaches, and I think that's valid. You know, that play call, it's 10-all, Michigan State's running the ball. And again, it's always easy to criticize play calls after the fact whenever they don't work. Had that play worked and gone for a touchdown, oh, what a brilliant call. But I even at the time when I saw it unfolding, I was very surprised, especially to see a freshman throwing the ball there. And, yeah, I really think it was a mistake to pull Cook at the end. Clearly it didn't work out. And again, if Maxwell leads him down the field, then, they brought in the closer. And, you know, I mean, however things turn out, it's much easier to either criticize or praise. But I think that was a bad move for the long term, because now Cook's confidence is shaking a little bit and there's uncertainty there. And this late in the season, you really can't have uncertainty at that position.
It's rarely a bad time for a week off, and MSU gets that this next weekend before we start the conference schedule against Iowa. What kind of matchup do you anticipate there?
Low-scoring defensive game. You know, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of those this year in Iowa. Iowa beat Western Michigan 59-3 last week, which looks awfully impressive, and was impressive, but it should be noted, two interception returns for touchdowns, two punt returns for touchdowns, to kind of inflate the score. But Iowa struggles on offense and plays good defense, and the same with Michigan State. And I think it's going to be a grinder kind of game like it often is between Michigan State and Iowa, and I think it's absolutely the key game of this season. If Michigan State wins this game, it could very easily be 4-0 in October and be 7-1 taking on Michigan November 2nd. If it loses this game, you know, really, you can pretty much look at that Big Ten Legends Division and say, Michigan State's not going to be able to survive that loss. And then, you know, things could unravel this season, really.
Joe Rexrow writes about Spartan football and basketball for the Detroit Free Press. Joe, we'll talk again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.